Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kristen. May I please have your zip code to further assist you?
Hi, Kristen. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. My zip code is 35802.
Your first and last name?
Judy Ferris.
And for security purposes, can you please verify the shipping address?
102 Flemington Road Southeast, Huntsville, Alabama, 35802.
Thank you. I'm showing it for the eye serum and the skin cream, which helps with your wrinkles and fine lines. How may I help you today?
Is that from Melania Trump?
So it would have been ordered online?
Is it Melania Trump's product?
No, so it's not her product. She's advertising the product. It's like trying the product out.
Oh, well, I agreed to pay shipping for two items from Melania Trump, or, you know, that's where I got it from.
Mm-hmm.
And I added the two prices together. You said Christina?
Christine.
Kristen. I added the two prices together, and it was $24 and some change for the shipping. And I was told I would only need to pay for shipping. And my husband has found a charge on my credit card, our credit card, for $10.97 and $9.97. And that is not as much as the $24 that I came up with. And then he's got a $139 order. $139.97, something like that. And he has these words at the top. The Core Energy Office is what's on our card. Are you with the Core Energy Office?
So we're a third-party customer support center. We service many different companies. But the charge is, okay, so there was a trial done, and when creating the trial, it does state that if it isn't canceled out within the trial period, that they'll bill for the full price of the product for the month.
There was no trial. There was nothing said about anything like that, nothing.
Yes, ma'am. So when signing up on the 20th, yes, ma'am. So the shipping is, so when signing up and agreeing to receive the items free of charge for the shipping, it has the trial period in the terms and conditions. So that's why they allow you to try it out for the trial, like get it on the trial charge, and then you're billed for the monthly if you don't call to cancel.
Well, I didn't see any of that, so I didn't know about any of that. I understood I could pay the shipping and have a trial offer to try this stuff out. I haven't received anything, this is just so disappointing. You're told you just pay shipping, and you do pay shipping, and then they say, oh, well, you were supposed to do something else. Is there anything that we can do about this?
So being that you did agree to the terms and conditions, ma'am, technically the charge is supposed to be valid, but as a courtesy, I can issue a 35% refund.
I haven't received a product.
So if you didn't receive the product, you were supposed to call so that we can reship it to you. All of that would have been in the terms and conditions. I can speak with my supervisor to see if I can get you a 50% refund and reship it, although it is showing that it was delivered. Just give me one moment, okay?
Well, it has not been delivered, and I don't want a 50% off. I want my money.
Yes, ma'am. So I wouldn't be able to fully refund the charge because you did agree to the terms and conditions. So I'm just saying.
No, I did not agree to the terms and conditions. I agreed to pay the shipping. That was it.
Yes, ma'am. So agreeing to pay the shipping agrees to pay the terms and conditions because it was there.
You see, I'm sorry.
So I can't fully refund the charge. Yes, ma'am. You ordered and put in your information, ma'am. So that's how the system.
No, I'm asking you, do you see where I signed?
Yes, ma'am. When you agree to the terms and conditions, it puts your information into the system. That's how we get your email address and your shipping address, ma'am. So I was able to do 75%, but you are responsible for the other 25%, ma'am. That's the most I can do for you.
Kristen, I'm just asking you, do you have my signature saying that I agree to terms and conditions?
Yes, ma'am. When you put your credit card, your email address, your name, that is your signature, ma'am, agreeing to the terms and conditions. We wouldn't know that information if you didn't put it in the system.
That is not so. I put my name and address in there to pay the shipping. That's all.
All right. So the most I was able to do was 75%, ma'am. It does go back into the account within 3 to 5 business days.
Can I speak to your manager or your supervisor?
Yes, ma'am. They will provide you with that information. Give me one moment.
This is totally unacceptable. Never mind. I won't ever order anything again because you can't trust them to do what they say. If I can't go see it and eyeball it in the store, I'll just forget it and not even try it.
They need to reform the whole thing because their contention is, and their statement was, if I understood her correctly, it's based on, they give you a, what, 4-day trial offer? Is that what it is?
No, they just said it's trial. I mean, they said you try it out. They said you try it out, just pay the shipping.
That's great. We don't have the product. We can't try it out.
So I know.
They should not have put another charge on there. You don't have the product to try.
I just told them that.
And she says, well, if you didn't get the product, you're supposed to call us and tell us so we can
reach you. I didn't know that either.
All right, ma'am. So my supervisor did refund the $139.97 as a courtesy. It will go back into the account within 3 to 5 business days.
Excellent.
Kristen, that's excellent. My problem is I agreed to pay shipping to try a product, and I haven't received the product.
Yes, ma'am.
I agreed
so,
to pay the shipping cost.
Like any other company, if you don't receive the product, then you would call and make the company aware, ma'am. So I did refund the charge. The only other thing I can do is reship the item.
And that would cost the
You wouldn't be billed anything for it since you've already paid for the trial. You're just being refunded the $139.97 and getting a reship of the 2 items.
Okay. Why don't you try to do that if you would?
Yes, ma'am. I've already done it for you.
Okay. Thank you. I don't know why that I didn't get it. We get everything else, but I appreciate you taking care of it. You're refunding $139
today. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then the shipping has been paid for that I put on my card. And do you know how much that is? Because I thought it was.
It was the $9.97 for the eye serum, and then $10.97 for the skin serum. So a total of like $21.
Okay. All right. Great. Can you? And you're sending that today?
The refund takes 3 to 5 business days. The reship is done today as well, and it takes 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, that way I'll know when to look for it. All right, thank you so much, and you have a great week. I appreciate you taking care of that.
You too. Thank you for calling customer care.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.